Falcon Cast Podcast, the ultimate podcast for the ultimate fan. Now, here's AtlantaFalcons.com's own Jay Adams and Daniel Cox.
Falcons fans, welcome back. It's another edition of the Falcon Cast Podcast here on AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you, as always, for joining us. Jay Adams, Daniel Cox, here to my left. We are here to talk a little bit more about the NFL draft, which seems oh so far away. I think we're up to like 42 some days or something like that.
Yeah, that's about right.
So, a week ago on the program, we did a little bracket breakdown and represented our schools, both of which are now gone from the NCAA tournament. Syracuse, North Carolina.
Yep.
And you're blaming me.
Yes, of course.
You blame me on Twitter this morning
for
convincing you to pick with your head and not your heart. Which you did.
Who did you have
winning the bracket?
Kansas, actually.
Kansas, okay.
That's messed up.
So,
but I picked against Carolina. This is the first year I didn't pick Carolina.
Yeah.
To go all the way, like they just win every game.
Okay.
In years.
Where did you have them exiting?
The next round.
Okay, so
I think it's the Elite Eight, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was right in telling you not to pick with your
But the
heart.
Way I see it is I let them down. In not picking them, I failed them.
Yeah,
unless they lost.
I don't think so. I've had this argument with several people because I didn't pick Syracuse to win in my bracket. And you know, I support my team to the end. I wanted my team to win.
Absolutely.
But when we're talking about $1 billion, I'm picking with my head.
This is true. That's true.
And so that's kind of where I was. And so I've caught a little flack for that.
Okay, well.
But.
How's your bracket look?
I mean, not bad, all things considering.
Yeah.
You know, I had Syracuse exiting in the Sweet 16, making it to the Sweet 16 and exiting. So I didn't get that right, but I had it right that they wouldn't win at all.
Yeah.
So
that's
kind of where I'm still bitter, though.
I'm still bitter.
That was a bad game for us. And
The Carolina game was really close.
Yeah.
It's Iowa State, and it looked like it just felt like they were going to win. I just had a great feeling all day.
Yeah.
We know that feeling, though.
Yeah. And that's a long way to fall when you're let down. So, anyways, let's talk, you know, actual football because, well, like I said, we got a long way to go.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was more like a month or maybe more, we introduced the fanspeak.com mock draft simulator here on the Falcon Cast podcast. And so,
I'm a regular visitor of that site now.
So, yeah, it's addicting.
Yeah.
And so, again, if you're at home, fanspeak.com, that's where you go. I've had so many people tweet me and ask me the link. I feel like I'm going to get flagged for spam by Twitter because I keep. Pumping out these links. So fanspeak.com, go there. You can do your own mock draft, which we are going to do version 2.0 today.
All right. Sounds good.
So a little different this time. The first time we went through, we did 7 rounds. All right. Now, look, once we get to like round maybe 5, it gets a little dicey.
Yeah. It's
maybe we've heard of guys. Maybe we haven't.
Right,
we don't really know who we're
There's not a lot of bases.
As much as we have tried to know who we're talking about here, there are still plenty of guys that we have not scouted.
Absolutely.
Because we're not scouts.
Yeah. We have a variety of other things to do each day.
So we're going to do 4.
Yeah. And we'll get the compensatory pick this week.
We'll get the compensatory pick that the Falcons were awarded in the 4th round. They've got 2 more that they'll get in the 7th round, but we're not going to go to the 7th round.
Not today.
For the sake of all brevity, we are going to just stick with 4 rounds today. So here goes version 2.0. We are going to get started here on the iPad.
Right.
This is what fanspeak.com looks like when you get there. The on-the-clock feature. We're going to click the red Falcons helmet, because that's the team we want to pick for.
Yep.
And then we're going to hit next down here. And then how many rounds? We're going 4. Boom. Next. And then which big board do we want to use? I think we'll go with FanSpeak.
Yeah.
Although the other two are interesting as well. All right. So you ready to go?
Yep.
We're ready. We got our GM hats on.
Absolutely.
We're going to see what happens here. Let's draft. All right. So first round, the big round, everybody's wondering what the Falcons are going to do. You know, and it all depends on what the first five picks are. So you can see to the left there, that is, wow.
How about that?
I mean, can you imagine a better scenario?
How convenient.
How convenient that. Now, and this brings up an interesting point because right. we've been talking a lot about if Greg Robinson, if Khalil Mack, if Jadeveon Clowney are off the board at number six, what do you do? Do you take Jake Matthews or do you trade back? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you're in this draft, if we're treating this like the NFL draft, this is like a gift from above because all three of them are still on the board.
It's insane. So,
but it presents an interesting challenge because you have to choose one. You can only have one.
But,
no, it's a great challenge. I would love this to actually happen.
Wow. That's a...
Man. So, but keep in mind... Every mock draft you've seen out there, every projection by every expert, when the draft actually goes on the clock, it means nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because team big boards, we just saw a big board that we chose. Okay, mm-hmm. We're choosing fanspeak.com's big board. That's what we're running off of. Every team's big board is different, and it's not public.
Yeah.
And players that experts might be down on, teams might be really high on.
Absolutely.
And... So keep that in mind when we look at this, because I know I could hear the reactions.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way so-and-so is going.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Absolutely.
You don't know. And it could fall this way.
And that's the thing about the draft is, you know, all those mock drafts, like you said, are forgotten once the draft starts because there are so many unpredictable things. There are things that you can't anticipate or you didn't anticipate happening. You know, there's trades, there's players picked way higher than, you know, the reach. And so I think... You know, doing this process just presents all the different scenarios, all the different things that could happen, you know, the unpredictable things that can happen at the top of the draft. So, and here is a great example of one of them.
I mean, and that's the thing is like you look at, okay, well, the Raiders take Anthony Barr. Well, just because mock drafts seem to project him as a mid-first rounder doesn't mean that a team like Oakland feels like, and Oakland is, you want to talk about unpredictable in the draft.
Last year.
Yeah.
DJ Hayden, I mean, that
years.
Was.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible pick, but that was a pick that most people didn't see that
right.
high.
Right, exactly. Everybody thought that that was a little bit of a reach for him. So, again, the projections don't always line up with reality. So, exactly. This is a case where, you know, maybe they value a guy that is being projected at, you know, 13 or 14 or 15, and they take him at number 5.
Yeah.
It could happen. You don't know. So before you all go screaming, wow, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. It might not be. It may be so far off from reality that we don't even know where we are anymore. But that's the fun thing about the draft is the unpredictability of it.
Absolutely.
So let's keep an open mind as we move through this. Okay. So again, we're presented with this scenario. And let me remind you of the argument that we left off on last week,
right.
which I believe resonated quite a bit with our viewers. And that is the... If you're presented with a Khalil Mack and a Jake Matthews at the same time, which one do you take? And I brought up the point of what's there in the second round as far as tackle goes. If you want to get a tackle, what's there? There's not many options.
Yeah.
There may not be any options. So your safer bet is to take a tackle in the first round and then try to get a pass rusher in the second round because that seems to be the most likely way that things line up.
Mm-hmm.
However... So that was our argument last
right.
week, and we went with Jake Matthews in our bracket, which I thought was a solid pick.
Mm-hmm.
However, Jadeveon Clowney had been knocked out in our first round
right.
because we didn't think that he would be there.
Right.
Again, projections mean very little.
But you could on the other hand, you could say the same exact thing about Greg Robinson.
Absolutely. Greg Robinson is also like one of those once-in-a-lifetime kind of players.
Yeah.
You know? So you've got both of them there.
And
what
do
you do?
And I'm thinking something that I never thought I would think.
What's that?
But because our conversation last week resonated with me as well, and I was against it initially, and just through the course of it, I think you made a really good argument for, you know, the idea of protecting number two, and how much the franchise kind of relies on him, and how important it is to give him everything that he might need.
Yeah.
And you kind of make it work with everything else. I agree with that idea. So I'm sitting here, I'm I'm thinking Greg Robinson should be the pick.
All right. Well, you know, I think about that, and I say, okay, so what is your lineup? What does your offensive line look like? You've got probably Kahns and Hawley fighting over the center spot. John Ezomoa on the right side at guard. Right tackle could be Robinson. Mm-hmm. You could move Baker over there if you want Robinson on the left side. Yeah. Robinson adds a lot of versatility. You're able to kind of move some pieces around.
Exactly.
Your left guard is Blaylock. I mean, from that standpoint, okay, you've solved a big problem.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't help protect Matt. It keeps the running game going.
Yep.
And I think you and I both are convinced that the running game is going to be a high priority as far as improvement this season.
Right. And if you doubt either one of us on Greg Robinson, go watch his film and then imagine it being 3rd-and-1.
Yeah.
And running up his tailpipe. Yeah. Because it would be a lot of fun to watch. You're no longer going to be in that situation where you're not going to get those 3rd-and-1s.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, you know what, Daniel? I completely agree with you here, and I know there's a lot of fans out there that are hardcore in the Clowney car.
Yeah.
All right? And I understand that because he is a special player. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt about it. But Greg Robinson, I think, really goes a long way towards solving your issues up front on the offensive line. You give Matt Ryan time. Yeah. Give him time to work with those weapons.
Yeah. I mean, that's an exciting thought. You think about that offensive line, and those pieces are, I mean, they're in the middle of their career or earlier.
Yeah.
You know, in the case of Greg Robinson, in the very beginning. I mean, that's a good, you know, that's a group of guys that can grow together in the NFL, and that's what you want.
Right. Now, here's the other part that we have to think about, too, as we go through this. You've still got a hole at the free safety spot.
Right.
So now, you know, your argument last week with, you know, going offensive tackle in the first round and then probably targeting a pass rusher in the second round, mm-hmm. does that change depending on who the safety is that kind of maybe ends up near the top of the second round? Because there are a couple out there that mm-hmm. are pretty darn good that could be there. They'll be there in the first round,
right?
Might be there in the second round, but then there's some really good third rounders and fourth rounders in that mix too. Mm-hmm. So that's something else to keep an eye on as we keep going forward, because pass rush is not your only need.
Right.
But I think I agree with you 100% on this. I think if this is your scenario, look, I understand that there are a lot of people out there passionate about Clowney, passionate about Mac, and Robinson is not the sexiest pick out of the three of them, okay? But he excites me from the standpoint of the issues that you had last year on the offensive line, keeping Matt protected, and his forte, which is run blocking.
Yeah.
And so I think he adds a lot. So with the 6th overall pick, the Falcons select Greg Robinson, offensive tackle out of Auburn. So there's nice. Our first selection.
Right.
We're going to keep going. We're going to see where
the Clowney tumble, number 12.
Ooh. Wow. See, now that's something that, you know, I'd sit here and I'd tell you there's no way that's happening.
Right.
But, gosh, you don't know.
Crazier things can happen.
I mean, did anybody expect Aaron Rodgers to still be in a green room after 20-some picks years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of – it's one of those weird things. So yeah. Let's take a look here at the first round. So Clowney goes 12 to the Giants, which is interesting. You know, we were eyeing up Aaron Donald last time we did this draft. He goes to the Chicago Bears. Falcons not in the market, I wouldn't think, for a defensive tackle at this point.
I wouldn't think so either.
Let's see. Here's a guy I like a lot, and Ryan Shazier, out of Ohio State, I believe. Man, what a player that kid is! And he'll be a late first rounder. So mm-hmm. we're talking about safeties. Haha, Clinton Dix goes 21 to Green Bay. Kelvin Pryor goes to Cincinnati at 24.
Yeah.
And LaMarcus Joyner, that's a little bit of a surprise, goes 28 to Carolina. So a couple of your safety guys
mm-hmm.
now off the board.
Yeah, and that's going to be the – we don't know what Thomas's plan will be, but I think we're starting to get the feeling that, you know, in those first three picks, the Falcons would like, you know, most likely, just from our perspective at least, would come away with a tackle, a safety, and a pass rusher.
Yeah, I think that's your perfect scenario then.
Yeah.
If you were able to get all three.
Yeah, and kind of wherever they fall is where they fall. But I think it's kind of a best, you know, available option, you know, for each of those you know, in each round.
Yep. All right, so let's go to the next round here. Be interesting to see how this turns out.
Yeah.
Very interesting indeed. All right, let's see. So, got some good, off the board.
Some names.
There's so that. Far, see, now Coney Ealy would have been a great, great yeah. pick there.
Yeah.
So, still on the board for the Falcons, or excuse me, for just pass rushers in general. If we go over here to defensive end. Not nearly as much as we had hoped.
No, you're right.
And this is part of the gamble.
Yeah.
It gets, this is part of the gamble.
See, we'll take a look at tackle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's how the outside linebackers look as well.
Carl Bradford's a name that we heard a little bit.
Yeah. Offensive tackle. Let's see what this looks like.
Yeah.
Juwan James. There are a couple of guys here, you know, that you know, you look back and you say, well, yeah. maybe you shouldn't have passed up on Clowney. And I know that we're gonna hear about it. Oh, we're gonna hear about it because, and look, that's the gamble that you run into.
Yeah.
In the draft is that you get set up with a couple of guys that you like, and you have to choose ultimately. It's mm-hmm. not an enviable job. I certainly wouldn't. I mean,
and in a case like this one, you know, even that scenario, the Clowney, Greg Robinson thing, it's like, will I be remembered as the guy that didn't take Clowney?
Right.
You know, because of the career he has.
Here's the other thing, too, is that you've got some safeties.
Yeah.
Okay, so you exactly. wanted to, and look, there's four that I love.
Yeah, they won't, none of those will be there in the third round. Yeah. I think you can safely say that.
So, for me, looking at this, I love Jimmy Ward.
Yeah.
I love Buchanan. I love Terrence Brooks. Dixon, I like too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think after you look at what all is available there still, I think safety might be your play.
I think so.
You get a second-round safety. You get a guy that's coming in and he's contributing right away. You still got to find a pass rusher,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you might be able to find some value in the later rounds. So,
yeah.
I think safety is the play here in this particular draft.
Yeah, I agree. Jimmy Ward would be my pick.
Yeah, I like Ward. The more I watch Terrence Brooks, though, the more I like him. I think this might be a little bit too high.
Mm-hmm.
So if Terrence Brooks was a guy that I wanted, I'd look to be trading back in the second round, maybe pick yeah. up another second rounder,
yeah.
maybe pick up another third rounder, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this particular scenario, I think Jimmy Ward is definitely your guy. So that's who we'll take.
Okay.
Jimmy Ward to the Falcons.
So we've got... You drafted two guys that you believe will be starters from day one.
Yep.
That's a pretty good start. That's kind of what you're hoping for here.
Absolutely. Now you just got to hope that there's some kind of pass rusher that winds up in the third round for you.
Yeah.
And that's always the, again, the gamble. So, you know, Jeffcoat's an interesting prospect there. Mm-hmm. Trent Murphy.
Well, it was outside linebackers, Carl Bradford. That's a pretty interesting name. If he can be there, I don't even know where they got picked or not. But okay. if he's there, it's something to consider because
yep.
he's a Khalil Mack type of guy. Not oh, man, there
yeah, he is. There he goes to the Chicago Bears. And then another guy I liked, Chris Borland,
yeah.
inside linebacker. Goes to the Arizona Cardinals. So a couple of guys now off the board.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this happens all the time in the war room. So let's go on to the third round and see who we end up getting. Okay, so going into the third round, pass rush is still
mm-hmm.
1A. That's your primary need, I would suspect.
Uh-huh.
You got to also start thinking about, okay, is tight end a position that you want to fill? And I would guess yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to add a tight end somewhere. Okay, so maybe that's still a need for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need some depth at linebacker.
Yes.
You know, you're going to need some, maybe a cornerback depth guy.
I still think that you're going to take a running back somewhere. I think you need to.
Yep. That's another very good point. Is a guy like that would be, you know, a guy that can run the ball.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. So here's what we've got left. So you've got Trevor Riley. You've got Jackson Jeffcoat. You've got Trent Murphy at the defensive end spot. Chris Smith, Marcus Smith. This actually worked out okay for us.
I kind of like Trent Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the things he does. He's
focusing on the DEs here.
He's a, you know, as a lot of players in this range are considered a flawed player in some ways, but you can't argue with his production. You can't argue with his, again, you talk about a hard-nosed mentality guy, a guy that's going to like try to push the guy, push his opponent around. That's Trent Murphy.
Yeah.
I like those intangibles. I like those kinds of things. Whether he's a defensive end or an outside linebacker is kind of up in the air.
But that's kind of what you're looking for is that versatility. Absolutely. And he brings that, I think. You know, I got an up-close and personal look at him at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
And he played very well, I think, on his feet and as well with his hand in the dirt. So he's a guy that you know, knowing that I coached him in the Senior Bowl and got a chance to get a close look at him, maybe that kind of bumps him up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's a two-time All-American. I mean, and sometimes those things don't transfer, but – yeah, but you can't. I'm looking for players that have high degrees of production in college.
Yeah,
and he's one of them.
Yep,
I think we should take him.
Okay, we're convinced. Trent Murphy
sounds good.
Coming to the Falcons.
Nice.
All right, so now let me keep this going here. And we're going to get two picks in the fourth round.
Which is pretty exciting.
And now you've solved three of your issues. Well, you've addressed three needs that you had going into the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So now you start thinking maybe depth guys.
Yeah.
Maybe some guys that can add to what you're already doing. Okay? So, all right. So here's a look at the third round, excuse me. And no real surprises there.
Yeah.
So, let's run through this. These two fourth round picks.
All right.
See who the Falcons get. What are you hoping to address right now in the fourth round?
Knowing
what we've taken, what are you hoping to address?
Again, it's for me. It's going to be based on what's available. I'd love to get another linebacker, slash defensive end. Otherwise, like for me, that would be it. It's that position, then tight end, running back is, you know, your two A and B.
Well, I see 1, 2, 3 running backs that I know you like.
Okay, which are those three? Oh, I see him. Okay.
Bishop Sankey.
Yeah.
Lake Seastrunk.
Yes,
and Charles Sims, and like you tweeted earlier that you were going to keep an eye on Charles Sims at his pro day.
Yeah, I like his ability to run between the tackles and be a tough kind of tough hard nosed runner guy, but he can catch the ball really well.
Yeah,
as well.
Okay, I like Sankey out of Washington. I think he's not really going to be your big bruiser, and he's kind of in between like a Jaquizz and a Steven Jackson for me, and I think that's kind of what you need. Jason Snelling retires during the offseason. You need to kind of fill that role, and if you can find somebody who can do half of what Snelling was able to offer you as a seventh round pick, I mean, you're doing pretty well. So I would just looking at the board here, do you see anybody else that you would be willing to take a shot at?
Let's check offensive line or outside linebacker and let's check tight ends too, just to kind of get a feel.
Outside linebackers.
Yeah.
Okay. For the fourth round.
Yeah,
I mean, remember you got that next fourth round pick.
Yeah, true.
So what else do you want to look at?
Tight end.
Let's see what the tight ends have to offer. Arthur Lynch is there.
Okay.
Crockett Gilmore is there.
Yeah.
I know Matt Moore's favorite, Joe Don Duncan.
Yes.
There. Will they be there in the later part of this round?
What pick are we at? It's one of. Do you know? Oh, wait. It was round 4.
Yeah, 103.
Okay. I think you can take a gamble. I'd say your tight end will be there a little bit later.
I think so, too. I want to go with Sankey here.
Let's do it.
All right.
I think it's a good choice.
Thank you.
Because, yeah.
I like Sankey there.
Uh-huh. He caught the ball a lot better at the combine in some of those drills. He wasn't used a lot in that role.
Yeah.
I think he's real, like a well-rounded guy. He doesn't wow you with speed or anything like that, or is overly physical or anything, but he had a solid career. And like I said, just well-rounded, and I like that.
He just does a lot of different things for you.
Yeah.
Who would you take? So the two questions of the week, your homework for the week.
Yes.
Who would you take here? Seeing this list here and the players that we've discussed, who would you take?
Mm-hmm.
And send us your 4-round mock draft so that we can see it.
Okay.
On FanSpeed.
Sounds good.
Two pieces of homework for you.
Yeah. And that's not asking a lot, considering how often
We don't assign homework on a normal basis.
Right,
so.
Right.
Okay. Let us know. Who would you pick here with the compensatory pick? Because Daniel and I are a little split.
Yeah.
And send us your mock drafts.
Sure thing.
And we will talk to you next week.